Welcome to the Best of Redmond. I'm Jennifer Davis.
And I'm Dan Schultz. And this is the twice weekly podcast and newsletter that explores all of the amazing things happening in and around Redmond for the next 7 days. Jennifer, what is our top story?
Okay, so Redmond is officially leaning all the way into World Cup season this summer. The city just awarded more than $126,000 to 28 local businesses and organizations to help throw free public watch parties between June 11th and July 19th. Places like Postdoc Brewing, Redmond Town Center, Tipsy Cow, Overlake Tea Station, and even the library are all involved. The idea is to spread events across the city instead of cramming everything into Seattle. Honestly, this could end up being one of the busiest summers Redmond's had in years.
Second Story Repertory just opened A Man of No Importance over at the Redmond Town Center, and this one sounds way more heartfelt than the title makes it seem. The musical follows a Dublin bus driver obsessed with Oscar Wilde, who secretly runs local theater productions through his church group back in the 1960s. It runs through June 7th with tickets around $35, depending on the night. If you like smaller theater productions, where the cast is doing actual character work instead of giant spectacle stuff, this feels like one worth checking out. Plus, Second Story Repertory space is small enough that there's honestly not a bad seat in the room.
Les Claypool is basically taking over Marymore Park on Saturday, May 23rd, with a giant multi-project show called Claypool Gold. Gates open at 4, the music starts at 6, with sets tied to Primus, Les Claypool's Frog Brigade, and the Claypool Lennon Delirium. So if you're into weird bass lines, psychedelic rock, or musicians who look like they haven't slept since 1997, this is probably your thing. Marymore shows get packed fast once the weather turns nice, so showing up early for parking and food lines is probably the move.
Jennifer, are you part of the brigade? Are you Frogger? You Froghead? The Redmond Library is doing a super low-pressure adult art club on Sunday, May 24th, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., and this sounds kind of refreshing. There's no class structure, there's no instructor standing over your shoulder, and there's no requirement to be good at art. You just bring whatever you're working on and hang out with other creative people for a few hours. Painting, knitting, sketching, random craft project you abandoned 6 months ago, it's all good. All fair game. It's free, and you don't even need to register ahead of time, which is becoming weirdly rare these days. But I'll tell you what is not rare these days is where to find some great food, if you know where to look for it. And that is what I'm about to tell you next. In a world full of chain restaurants and corporate food, Latia Angelina stands out as the real deal. Brian and Amelia have been running this food truck for 5 years using recipes from Brian's parents, Angelina and Miguel, who brought them over from Jalisco. Angelina still makes the salsas and the sauces by hand, and they are good. You know what else is cool? Sometimes their older son helps at the food truck. That means that is 3 generations of family in every single bite that they serve. You can find them parked behind the bus stop near the QFC in Bellevue, right next to the Tiki Masala restaurant, and they care about their community, too. I really love this about them, Jennifer. They offer student discounts for Bellevue College kids because they're right there, and they also have discounts for local nonprofit workers. Brian and Amelia aren't just business owners trying to make a quick buck. They're a family that happens to make incredible food, and that is the difference you can taste. That message brought to you by Latia Angelina Food Truck.
So between the World Cup prep and the weather finally cooperating, Redmond's bike scene is starting to wake back up again. The city's been adding more bike lane connections around downtown, and there's a pretty clear push to get people biking to events instead of fighting for parking all summer. Local bike shops are apparently slammed right now with tune-ups and commuter repairs, which makes sense after all the months of rain. If your bike's been sitting in the garage since October, Now's probably the time to figure out whether the tires should hold air before everyone else gets the same idea.
Okay, it is time for the Redmond History Minute, where we share an interesting piece of history, trivia, or tidbit about life in and around Redmond. Jennifer, I have a very good question for you, and I'm curious to see if you're going to know the answer. Are you ready?
I am ready. What is the question?
Redmond is home to the first university in the world to offer a bachelor's degree in video game development. Which school is it? And your choices are A, the University of Washington, Bothell. B, DigiPen Institute of Technology. C, Lake Washington Institute of Technology. D, Nintendo University. And your time starts now.
Wow, that's really interesting. I don't know. A bachelor's degree in video game development. I'm going to think it's older than the University of Washington, Bothell, because that's a fairly new campus. I'm going to go for the older one. I'm going to go for Lake Washington Institute of Technology.
Ooh, sorry, as Alex Trebek would say. The answer is actually B, DigiPen Institute of Technology. DigiPen started in Vancouver, Canada in 1988 as a simulation company before moving to Redmond in 1998 after Nintendo of America invited them down here. The school ended up helping co-found Nintendo Software Technology, and DigiPen founder Claude Comier has been credited on 29 U.S. patents over the years. Redmond even declared August 27th as DigiPen Day back in 2010.
Word is Redmond rumor mill.
Okay, here's the latest thing people have been whispering about around downtown Redmond. Rumor has it a new grab-and-go acai bowl and smoothie place might be moving into the Cleveland Street corridor near the Microsoft lunch crowd. Supposedly, the idea is faster than Jamba Juice and more permanent than the rotating food truck setups that keep popping up over there. We haven't seen permits or an official announcement yet, so right now this is still fully rumor territory. The big question is, where exactly would they put it? If you've got a guess or have heard something, head on over to our Facebook page at facebook.com/bestofredmond and drop it in the Redmond Rumor Mill Guesses post.
One more thing while you're over at the Facebook page. Find the post called Your Picks and drop your vote in the comments to this question. Who do you think has the best happy hour in Redmond?
If you've enjoyed this podcast, you're going to love the companion newsletter. Find it at bestofredmond.com, and we'll see you in the next one.
Or maybe before then, walking around Redmond.